Welcome to Saturdays with Sir Roland, your weekly training guild on how to slay the dragons of vice with the weapons of virtue. Here's your guild master, the author of the Seven Deadly Dragons book series, and faithful knight to the one true light, Sir Roland Paterlot.
Greetings, young squires, maidens, moms, and dads. Today is the fourth day in the 10th month in the year of our Lord 2025, and it's a great day to learn the art of dragon slaying. That sound, young squires, means it's a feast day, and today we celebrate one of the bravest knights of Christ who ever lived, St. Francis of Assisi. Francis shows up in our Green Dragon of Green book because he gave away everything, clothes, money, even his home, and he chose to serve God with nothing but love. 800 years later, people still sing songs that he wrote, and they name cities after him, and we still tell his story. Why? Because there's nothing more attractive than holiness. Francis once looked at a crucifix and heard Jesus say, "Rebuild my church." He was struck to the heart. Francis said he could spend eternity looking at the crucifix, not because he saw suffering, but because he saw love. He once cried, "Love is not loved," and he decided to spend his life loving God. And that, young squires, brings us to today's dragon, the final and perhaps the scariest of them all, the Violet Dragon of Lust. To face this dragon, we turn to one of Jesus' parables, the story of the wise and the foolish maidens from Matthew chapter 25. So today's episode is titled, "Will You Be Ready?" Then the kingdom of heaven shall be compared to 10 maidens who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flask of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those maidens rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "Perhaps there will not be enough for us and for you. Go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other maidens came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you neither know the day nor the hour." So in this parable, it's important to remember that God loves to describe himself as the bridegroom and us, the church, as his bride. In the book of Revelation, heaven is described as a wedding feast, and our whole life is preparing for that feast. In the story, the lamps needed oil to burn. No oil, no flame. Imagine going camping with a flashlight, but forgetting to pack batteries. When night falls, you're stuck in the dark because you didn't prepare. Well, the oil in the parable represents grace, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, or our relationship with God. We first receive it at baptism when the priest anoints us with holy oils called chrism and the oil of the catechumen and gives us a candle lit from the Easter flame. At confirmation, we are sealed again with the oil of chrism and given the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But here's the key. We must keep the flame of faith alive. This is the battle we call dragon slaying. In fact, the Catechism says that at our baptism, we are summoned to battle. Prayer, fasting, works of mercy, the sacraments, a life of virtue and self-sacrifice, these keep oil in our lamps so that our flame can stay alive and we can be the light of Christ to face the darkness of dragons. No one can do it for you. In the parable, it might seem like the wise maidens were being wounded by the green dragon of greed because they wouldn't share their oil. But the wise maidens couldn't share their oil because no one can have a relationship with Jesus for you. That oil comes from our own relationship with God, and we need to build that relationship ourselves. It's kind of like training for a marathon. You don't just wake up one day, eat a donut, and suddenly decide to go out and run 26 miles. And you don't just say that you deserve to win the race because your dad used to be a good runner. You can learn from your dad and follow his example, but you must put in the work yourself. You train mile by mile. You eat the right food. You practice and you push yourself. When I ran a marathon back in 2011, I called it 26 miles, 26 souls, 26 saints. Because each mile was offered for a person or a soul, and I asked a saint to pray for me each mile. That motivation gave me the strength to finish with nothing left to give because I wasn't doing it for myself. I was doing it for the salvation of souls. Faith works kind of the same way. You prepare, you train, you keep your lamp full. You strive to live a life for others. You strive to do the will of the Father. You strive to pick up your cross and follow Jesus. And you strive to allow God's grace and the power of the Holy Spirit to work through you. The violet dragon of lust will try to stop you from all of this. This dragon is dangerous because it twists the very thing we're made for, love. Instead of love that gives of itself, it whispers, take, use, be selfish. And it uses all the other dragon's tricks. Like pride. Pride says, it's all about me. So does the violet dragon. Envy says, I want what others have. Well, so does the violet dragon. Sloth says, don't bother, let your lamp go out. So does the violet dragon. Greed says, I deserve rewards without sacrifice. And so does the violet dragon. Wrath says, hurt those who hurt you. So does the violet dragon. And gluttony says, grab pleasures without restraint. And so does the violet dragon. But the bridegroom calls us to the opposite, self-sacrificial love. Look again at a crucifix. Real love always gives. So here's your mission this week, squires. Fill your lamp with oil and be ready to be the light of Christ. Spend time with God and pray maybe one extra prayer each day. Do one secret act of kindness as an act of love toward others, and give up one small comfort as a sacrifice. Then listen to our two new songs on Dragonslayers.tv, The Belt of Truth and The Tournament of the Ages. The Belt of Truth is my battle cry song against the violet dragon, reminding you that to face this dragon, you always need truth and love. And The Tournament of the Ages tells the story of my tournament at the end of Book 7 that I trained so hard for in my final year at the Woodshire Academy. These songs will help you train for the great battle against the violet dragon of lust in the years to come. They will help you train for your future vocation. Maybe you will be called to be a priest or have a religious vocation. Or maybe you'll be called to the sacrament of marriage. Or maybe you'll live a single life for the Lord. But no matter what vocation God calls you to, you must prepare to live your life by these three codes of chivalry. With strength and with power, there's a duty to do, to guard what is sacred, noble, and true. To seek the will of the Lord and do what is right, selfish desires you must struggle and fight. And the greatest battle is fierce, and there's no place to hide, for it's a battle of wills and takes place deep inside. So this is a life worth living, because when Jesus the bridegroom comes to call you to the heavenly feast, you want to be ready, lamp burning bright, sword in hand, heart full of love. So, will you be ready? Until next week, I'll leave you under the protection of St. Michael the Great Archangel, St. Joseph the Terror of Dragons, and Mary, Queen of the Angels, Our Lady of Grace, and the woman whose seed crushed the head of the dragon.
Hey everybody, Sir Topher here. As Cyril and Cher, two new songs are now live on Dragonslayers.tv, The Belt of Truth and The Tournament of the Ages. We've been absolutely thrilled to hear your feedback of things like, these songs are teaching my kids how to slay dragons. And the books, songs, and podcasts are helping us learn about the seven deadly sins and the virtues to fight them. Thank you for being great parents and kids, for stepping into the battle with us, standing guard over what is sacred, noble, and true. And now here's a song, The Belt of Truth, to help you slay the violet dragon of lust. Until next week, stay holy and slay dragons.
The violet dragon can be quite alluring, but its faithful commitment is never enduring. Facing this dragon in life's great arena was the virgin martyr named Saint Philomena. You too can be light and pure in your youth, in God.